This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The UN General Assembly has easily approved more rights and privileges for Palestine while endorsing its membership bid. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
In a reflection of wide global support, the resolution passed easily. The U.S. was among nine members voting against it after making clear it will block Palestinian membership until talks with Israel resolve key issues about statehood. The renewed membership push comes amid the Gaza war.
Everything has been destroyed.
With Palestinian observer Riyad Mansour saying Israel's ready to kill thousands more, Israeli Ambassador Gilad Erdan accused the UN of ignoring its own history.
The very body established to prevent evil is now welcoming a terror state into its ranks.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The U.S. has announced a new $400 million package of military aid for Ukraine. It includes a wide array of missiles for air defense systems and other munitions, along with armored vehicles, boats, and other weapons. White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby.
In the coming weeks, Russia will likely increase the intensity of fires and commit additional troops in an attempt to establish a shallow buffer zone along the Ukrainian border. We are confident in the Ukrainian armed forces, and we are working around the clock to get them the equipment, the tools, the weapons that they need to defend against these attacks.
The announcement Friday comes as Kyiv struggles to hold off advances by Russian troops in the northeast Kharkiv region. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky had warned Thursday that his country was facing, quote, a really difficult situation in the east. But he said a new supply of U.S. weapons was coming and Ukraine, quote, will be able to stop the Russians. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at voanews.com. This is VOA News. An Australian study claims China's monitoring of global internet users' online habits extends far beyond the popular social media app TikTok to numerous other platforms and even online games. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
The Australian Strategic Policy Institute, a research organisation that receives funding from the Australian government and others overseas, said in a May 2 report that Beijing's propaganda chiefs are forging ties with Chinese tech companies to gather personal data from a wide range of social media apps or platforms and popular online games. They include ride-sharing app Didi, the action game Genshin Impact, and Temu, the popular online marketplace. Phil Mercer, VOA News, Sydney.
A new Biden administration rule aims to speed up asylum processing at the southern border, enabling it to quickly reject a limited group of people believed to have committed serious crimes or who have terrorist links. The change announced Thursday comes during an election year when immigration is a key issue. Under current law, certain mandatory bars make people ineligible for asylum, for example, if they've been convicted of a serious crime. But a judge makes the final determination on whether the person qualifies for asylum, and that process can take years. The new rule gives asylum officers interviewing migrants days after they've arrived in the country power to consider that criminal history in deciding whether to remove someone. Chad has ordered the immediate deployment of troops to maintain peace after provisional results of Monday's election. Moki Edwin Kinzeka reports from neighboring Cameroon.
According to the provisional results, transitional president General Mahamat Dapi is the official winner with 61.3% of the votes, more than the 50% needed to avoid a runoff. Members of the opposition and the public say they are surprised Orange published the figures in 3 days instead of 15 days after the voting as stated in the electoral code. Moki Edwin Kinzeka, VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.
Gunmen have abducted at least 9 students from a school in northern Nigeria's Kogi State. Authorities said Friday that the gunmen attacked the school late Thursday night and whisked away the students from their classrooms. The Kogi State Commissioner for Information said the state has, quote, activated the security architecture to track the kidnappers and ensure the abducted students are rescued and the abductors apprehended. It is the third such abduction amid rampant kidnappings targeting schools in Nigeria's conflict-hit northern region this year. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.